time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 300,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you're doing well on this Labor Day weekend. If you're in the United States, if you're not in the United States, hope you're doing well. If this is your first time listening, wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the podcast. And if you're a repeat listener, a loyal fan, I really, really appreciate you listening each and every week and downloading it and sharing it with your friends, families, and coworkers. So recently I've been refocusing back onto mental strength and really understanding and getting back into it deeper and really seeing how mental strength is the key to so many successes in life. It's so important. And I'm going to go into the different aspects of mental strength in future podcasts. But one of the things I wanted to talk about today is because it came up recently is how do you handle pressure without melting down? Well, of course, the simple answer is develop mental strength or mental toughness. But really what happens is we have to look at, you know, first we have to dissect what pressure really is. And pressure is simply the anxiety or nervousness you feel when you're in certain situations, right? But pressure always comes from within. So if you're experiencing negative effects by pressure, you need to realize that you are the cause of that pressure as well as you are the solution to that pressure. And the sooner you're able to recognize the signs of pressure and some pressure situations, the sooner you're going to be able to begin to take control over it, right? Because if you don't know what the signs of pressure are for you, you're just going to keep getting under pressure. And so how can I alleviate it? So one is being mindful, right? But we need to recognize some of the signs of pressure and some of the pressure situations. So what I'm going to do is go over some of the signs of pressure for the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the behavioral. Well, some of the physical signs of pressure would be shallow breathing, increased heart rate, increased perspiration, restlessness, muscle tension and tightness. Can you ever think of a time when you were under pressure and you were clenching your fist or clenching your jaw? That's a huge sign. Nausea as well. Some of the mental signs of pressure are the inability to focus, right? We're wandering all over the place. It can be thoughts of dread, worry, and failure. It may be, right, maybe a racing mind, right? Inability to focus and racing mind may go hand in glove. Worrying about how others will view you, and you're so focused on what others are doing that you don't take care of yourself. Perhaps even obsessing about a poor performance in the past, whether that's a performance in an athletic event or a presentation or asking someone out on a date, but obsessing over the failures, if you will, in the past. Those are all signs of mental pressure. And then the emotional part of it, right? These are pretty easy, but often we're not aware of it until we're so deep in these emotions that it's hard to get back out. But anxiety, fear, nervousness, panic, irritation and stress. All of these are the emotional signs of pressure. Now, again, we want to make sure that we're aware of these before we get too deep into it so that we can use the tools that I'm going to discuss later to circumvent these. From the behavioral aspect, acting in a way that may seem odd compared to your normal behavior. The challenge here is if you start acting odd and you don't get feedback from somebody, you may not know that you're acting odd until you've acted odd so long that you're so deep in the pressure that acting odd seems normal. So this means you have to be aware of what you normally do under normal situations, and that this first deviation of it, you need to investigate and ask, okay, is this a pressure situation, or is this just needed? This behavior shift needs to happen to get the results I want. Also, hurrying up, getting through things fast may be a sign of under pressure. Fidgeting, having a tantrum, you know, if something little goes wrong and you make it so big, right, a mountain out of a molehill, could be signs of pressure. And some other ones around that, talking rapidly and some other things around that. But these are just signs of pressure. So when you can be aware of these signs coming up, physically, mentally, emotionally, and behaviorally, you're then able to nip it in the bud, if you will. But the thing is, each person experiences pressure slightly different, not only in terms of the situation that causes pressure, but how they respond to it. So regardless of what causes pressure for you, or what you allow to cause pressure for you, the one thing that remains true is that you have control over that pressure. So we've identified some of the signs of pressure. Now what we need to do is look at some of the pressure situations. And this is where journaling comes in very handy, when you can sit back and start writing under your journal what situations might you allow to create pressure for you. But there could be one of you feeling overwhelmed by the demands of doing your best, whether that's at work, or whether that's an athletic event or something, but you're just feeling overwhelmed that everybody expects you to be perfect. Another one is trying to prove yourself, right? If we try to prove ourselves so much, that could create some intense pressure situations, that those signs of pressure will come to the surface immediately. Also, obsessing about our results, you know, am I going to do good, or how am I going to be perceived? All of these things will create pressure situations. Also, not letting others down. Trying not to embarrass ourselves. I mean, do any of these sound familiar to you in pressure situations? But the thing is, a lot of these are thoughts, right? So these are the thoughts that are creating the pressure situation, right? And that gets back to thoughts equal feelings equals actions equal results. And so these are pressure situations, but they're all internal because you are in control of them. And so what we want to look at is stress or pressure and peak performance. See, peak performance, and I've talked about this a lot, is actually the ability to effectively and efficiently function at your best, enabling you to express your full potential. And what's interesting is there are these characteristics of high performing individuals, but it is regardless of the situation. So it's regardless of the situation that you are performing your best. So some of the key characteristics of high performing individuals is this passion. They have a passion for what they're doing. They are just passionate about it. They have a high level of self-confidence. And self-confidence isn't necessarily winning or giving the best. It's knowing that no matter what happens, you'll be okay. So that's that high level of self-confidence. Also, knowing what they can control and knowing what they can't control. More often than not, many people who get into pressure situations or create pressure situations are focusing more on the things they can't control. Their competition, the way people are thinking about them, the weather, whether the person says yes or no. All you can control is what you control, and basically it's what you think. Right, because then we get back to thinking, to feeling, to actions, to results. But one of the characteristics of a peak performer is they control what they can. And the other is that they have this resilience of dealing with setbacks. They don't look at failure. They don't see anything as a failure. It's just feedback. And they look at it as that feedback. There is always a learning. So they are very, very resilient. anything comes up to challenge them, they see it as a challenge for growth. They see it as an opportunity for growth, for learning. They don't look at it as a threat. So if they're asked to do something outside their comfort zone, they look at it as a challenge. And even if they don't, quote, get it right, they know that they will learn something in it. So they don't look at it as a threat to show how stupid they are or how weak they are. They look at it as a challenge to learn more. And then they had this intense ability to focus, to get into that zone, to get into the flow. When they are right with the passion, the high confidence, all of that, they get into a focused state, and that's where they perform. And these are, right, we're talking about high performing individuals. They also have that ability to relax and to know when to relax, right? High performing individuals aren't up all the time. You can't be. But what they do know is that when there's a time to relax, they relax. And when there's not a time to relax, they don't relax. So we've gone through some of these things, right? The signs of pressure, pressure situations. And now let's talk about a little bit about the tools to handle it so you can handle pressure without melting down. One of them is self-talk, right? We've talked about self-talk so often. What are you saying to yourself during these situations? You know, this self-talk creates the pressure, right? It's the thoughts. Thoughts are basically self-talk that lead to feelings, which is the pressure, which leads to actions, which may be inability to do something, which leads to results, which are not the results we want. So we have to be aware of our self-talk. So once we understand the signs of pressure, and we know when pressure situations affect us or when we allow them to affect us, we can then start to monitor our self-talk. And then we can start then saying some affirmations. So affirmations are part of self-talk. I'm calm and relaxed. I'm calm and relaxed. I'm calm and relaxed. That would be a wonderful one to do before a critical event. Relaxation techniques. When you're going into a situation that might create some high pressure for you, it's often good to relax beforehand. This can take the place of breathing. There's a great breathing technique where you breathe in to a count of 7, hold to a count of 3, and breathe out to a count of 11. And this activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps us relax more. Another one is to use your peripheral vision. Right. When we are intense, when we are under stress, we tend to get monofocused visually. And when you can sit back, do some breathing, and then use your peripheral vision to see the edges of the room, you'll then become more relaxed as well. Controlled breathing. We went over that once already. Right. So some of the controlled breathing, your exhales want to be longer than your inhales. The holding of it isn't that important, but it is, it just gives you a time to collect your thoughts and be able to focus on the exhale. Again, because when we get frightened, what do? We inhale real quickly. And what happens when we start to relax? We give this big, long sigh. So what we want to do is use controlled breathing and have these big, long sighs, if you will, before an event to help us relax a little bit more. Guided imagery and visualization. The funny thing is about worrying and anxiety is we're mentally rehearsing something we don't want to have happen. So by using guided imagery and visualization on what we want to have happen, we will then instill a different energy behind us. We will then be able to be calm and relaxed. We'll see a successful completion of the outcome. Biofeedback. So with all of the Fitbits out there and all the heart rate monitors that we have that we're wearing, biofeedback is pretty easy these days. You can look at your Fitbit, turn it on and watch your heart rate and then start to do some breathing and focus on lowering your heart rate. Just kind of say to yourself, lower my heart rate, slow down, and you will see how you're able to control your heart rate. And once you're able to control your heart rate, then you know you have control over your pressure or perceived pressure. journaling is another great way to help, right? This journaling is to write down signs of pressure that you personally experience. Maybe journaling about how you reacted to different situations. But what's great about journaling is it brings awareness. And once we have awareness, we can take back control of those situations, of basically us. So we can control what we can, which is us. We don't allow the situation to control us. So a great tool to help with all of this is my program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can go find out more about that and enroll, get lifetime enrollment on it through www.warriormindtraining.com. And if you'd like to take this a little bit further, you can contact me for some coaching or talk to another coach and get some in-depth coaching on mental strength and how to handle pressure without melting down. Well, I hope you enjoyed this one. It was a little bit longer than normal, but I felt it was important to talk about pressure because we don't sometimes identify how pressure shows up, the situations that it arises, and knowing that we are in control of that as well. So I'd love to hear some feedback on this podcast. Would love to hear what you'd like me to talk about some more. You can do that by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. You can look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.